It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Today, Utah Valley is known for its rapid development and urban growth. But the valley just east of Utah Lake used to be farmland and orchards. Find out how wartime transformation brought prosperity to this region, but also irrevocable change. First this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. During World War II, a massive increase in Utah's industrial manufacturing fundamentally transformed the state's rural communities and landscapes. The U.S. government's search for minerals, driven by wartime desire for American self-sufficiency and metal production, meant that new factories sprung up across the American West, including here in Utah. Between 1939 and 1945, the state's manufacturing output increased 200%. In Utah Valley, steel manufacturing changed the landscape from farmland to suburbs. Prior to the war, a thriving agricultural sector covered the valley with fruit orchards and small family farms. Provo was then known as Utah's Garden City, but eventually claimed the mantle of Steel Center of the West because of its proximity to Geneva Steelworks. An enormous wartime factory, Geneva was established in 1941 on 1,600 acres next to Utah Lake. The plant was funded with $190 million federal dollars, required 10,000 men to build, and attracted thousands of workers and their families. By 1960, Geneva Steelworks employed 30% of the workers in Utah County, most of whom had previously farmed the local fields and orchards. Because of Geneva, Orem's population doubled every decade between 1940 and 1980, growing from 2,900 to 52,000 people. The demand for housing drove suburban expansion, which ate up more and more agricultural land. During the post-war period, strip malls and subdivisions replaced the orchards and farms that once defined Utah Valley's landscape, creating a suburban space focused on consumers rather than agricultural producers. With a booming population and real estate available right on the new Interstate I-15, developers saw Orem as the obvious choice for Utah Valley's first shopping mall. By 2000, all of the town's orchards were gone. Utah County is still among the state's fastest growing. Today, tech companies moving in have earned the county's northern end a new nickname, the Silicon Slopes. As outside pressures continue to force rural Utah towns to envision what they want for the future, the rapid transformation of Utah Valley might provide a roadmap for what to expect or perhaps to avoid. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.